Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day despite the fact that a dramatic situation at the southern border could lead to all kinds of dire confrontations. Dire confrontations. Even violent confrontations. With thousands of people expecting that when the clock ticks down to midnight tonight, that would be Eastern time, when Title 42 goes away, suddenly there will be a huge crash of tens of thousands of people, perhaps even hundreds of thousands of people, who demand entry into the United States, and no one has a clear idea of how they will be handled. We'll be talking about the border with Linda Chavez, who is a former official in the Reagan administration. She is a prominent American conservative who says that when you look at these people who are massed at the southern border, it is a completely misleading what people believe about them. They are very different. The reality is very different. And on both sides, on all sides, people have basically treated the people who are massed at the border as something other than entirely human or entirely real. We'll also be speaking with Daniel Henninger, who has identified the border crisis right now as a classic demonstration of the Biden administration turning away from big problems. And basically simply feeling that all we need to do is reverse whatever it was that Trump did, and then things will be better. Well, it doesn't work that way. We'll be speaking to Daniel Henninger of the Wall Street Journal. And then one of the shocking things about a dozen shocking things in the CNN program last night, which, by the way, as expected, got very strong ratings. It scored 3.12 million total viewers, and a whopping 703,000 viewers in the key 25 to 54 age demographic. Now, compared to other debates and other programming, even other broadcasts of Trump rallies, this is not so remarkable. But because it is on just one channel, and it's a cable channel, and the weakest of the cable channels, it's a huge triumph ratings-wise for CNN. But CNN is under tremendous condemnation and criticism for arranging this event the way that they did. A number of liberal columnists have suggested that Trump clearly was the big winner last night, that he won coming across like a bulldozer. He won a technical knockout. He rallied his troops very effectively. We'll talk about that with Jonathan Allen, a political reporter from NBC, who was there, I believe. And what was the mood in the crowd? And what was the story with the crowd that seemed to be remarkably supportive of President Trump, cheering at the right place, laughing at the right place, being along with the Republican front runner. And then finally, one of the things that President Trump talked about that was and should be profoundly controversial is basically him urging his fellow Republicans to move forward toward a default, toward not raising the debt ceiling. If Biden refuses to go along with some spending cuts, major spending cuts, that Kevin McCarthy is demanding in his version of handling the debt ceiling, that Republicans should go ahead and go to default. President Trump doesn't think it would be that bad. He thinks that it would, in the long run, perhaps help the United States overcome this deficit spending problem that has been so chronic in this country for the last couple of decades. Okay, is he right about the default? Is he right about the economic strategy? We'll talk to Steve Forbes, of course, one of the leading conservative economic thinkers of our time. He'll also be joining us on a very busy day on the Michael Medved Show. First of all, there was this morning a press conference by Alejandro Mayorkas, the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. And one of the things that he has insisted upon is that when Republicans talk about an open border and worry about it, and they look at the thousands who are preparing to crash that open border, the Secretary of the Department of Housing of the Homeland Security, Secretary Mayorkas, always says, no, we don't have an open border. And he was asked about that very directly by a reporter, not from Fox, but from Real Clear Politics, Phil Wegman, who asked him this. This is clip 26.
Going back to October of last year, there were more than a million apprehensions, but then there were also more than 530,000 gotaways. That's roughly the size of the population of the city of Baltimore. How can you say that the border is not open?
So we removed, returned, and expelled 1.4 million people last year. Ask those 1.4 million people if they think the border is open. Our apprehension rate at the border is consistent with the apprehension rate in prior years.
Again, the idea that the border was not, quote, secure during the Trump administration or the Obama administration, that's also true. And no, there was not a border wall that was built. This was one of the fact-checking points that was made about President Trump's statements last night. But the Mayorkas press conference today, he got further demands asking him about what American taxpayers are paying for the 4 million people who have entered this country illegally since January of 2021 when Biden became president. Clip 25.
You talk about cost. What's the rough cost to American taxpayers since the roughly 4 million people have come into this country illegally since January of 2021, as those people show up at community hospitals, as they enter the school system, as they get other government help? Do you have the taxpayer cost?
Let me turn that question around a little bit, because I'm going to turn it around to match the question that an international partner asked of me. And the question that the international partner asked of me is, what is the economic cost of your broken immigration system? Since there are businesses around this country that are desperate for workers, there are desperate workers looking for jobs, desperate workers in foreign countries that are looking for jobs in the United States where they can earn money lawfully and send much-needed remittances back home. What is the cost of a broken immigration system? That is the question that I am asked, and that is the question that I pose to Congress, because it is extraordinary.
Okay, of course he's correct on that. It is not one simple thing. The immigration system is a total mess. But the idea is that the Biden administration, after 2.5 years in office, has no responsibility for what is going on. It is an appalling notion, and it makes no sense. Coming up, we'll be speaking with Daniel Henninger of the Wall Street Journal, who writes that the progressive way of governance is that no failed policy can change, ever. And that applies particularly to the resistance on change, which has been profound by the Democrats when it comes to the issue of immigration and trying to get control, or at least more control, not utter control. No one will have it perfect, but to get an improvement in the situation in security on the southern border. We'll be speaking to Daniel Henninger of the Wall Street Journal, coming right up on the Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVed history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. MedVed Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The dead doctors don't lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
On the Michael Medved Show, there are several columns that have appeared today from every point of the political perspective, from the extreme left to the solid right, suggesting that hold on for a moment, it may not be a given that Joe Biden is actually the Democratic nominee for re-election. Yes, he's announced his candidacy, but given the scope of the problems that he faces now on the border concerning a potential default and an economic crisis, anything could happen. To help us sort out what that anything might be, nobody better than Daniel Henninger, one of the most influential and insightful columnists in the country. His Wonderland column appears every Thursday in the Wall Street Journal. And Daniel, you have the title today, is Biden Abandons Big Problems. Do you really believe there is a chance that the Democratic Party may abandon him as a candidate for re-election?
Hi, Michael. Yes, I do think it's entirely possible. It has been fascinating to watch the twists and turns of the Democratic Party in relationship to the prospect of the president running again. We do remember that last year there was quite a bit of talk about the possibility of Biden either getting a primary challenge or perhaps resigning, which would not guarantee that Kamala Harris would get the nomination. There would almost certainly be a primary challenge to her. And then suddenly, it was really quite abrupt, the party seemed to coalesce around the idea of a Biden candidacy based basically on two related things. One was the results of the midterm elections, in which Democrats didn't do as poorly as had been expected, and second, the expectation that the Republican nominee probably was going to be Donald Trump, and the Democrats assumed that independent voters would no more vote for Trump in 2024 than they would in 2020. And so there they went with Biden. It's a real roll of the dice, Michael. I personally have my doubts that Joe Biden is going to, shall we say, make it to November of 2024. But now we have the reasons you just cited, the collapsing border, a possible significant economic downturn, maybe a recession, and the simple fact that Biden's approval rating keeps going south. And I said in my column, if it touches 30 or starts flirting with 30, I do think that you're going to begin to see people in the Democratic Party start talking about challenging him in the Democratic primaries.
I know that in conversation with some people on the Democratic side of things, after President Trump's performance last night, where one of the things he talked about was basically encouraging his fellow Republicans to push us toward default, to actually have this economic crisis that would, at the very least, be a disaster for the stock market and for people's investments. The idea being that Biden would get blamed for it, the idea that Biden gets blamed for it and they have someone else running for president on the Democratic side, that would that necessarily help Republicans?
I'm not so sure. And I think you just put your finger on something. Biden and the Democrats were on their back foot with the debt ceiling. Kevin McCarthy, the House Democrats, had passed this bill. They wanted to negotiate. I think the public was upset both about the debt ceiling, $31.4 trillion, and concerned about the level of federal spending. People focused on it during the pandemic. But then amidst that, yes, Trump in that town hall essentially sent a message to his Republican supporters in the House not to support a compromise, that indeed accept a default. That puts Kevin McCarthy in a very difficult position. It creates division inside the Republican Party where they had somehow managed to unite, and gives Biden and the Democrats a talking point that Donald Trump is himself working to undermine the extension of the debt ceiling. Whatever you think of that, it just makes the Republicans' job in Congress much more difficult, puts them in a tough political position.
In terms of these two crises on the border and the debt ceiling, they're probably both events that people can actually feel, that they will experience in their own lives. How is it possible if you have two disasters of this scope, and both of them gigantic and to some extent unprecedented, certainly the default would be unprecedented, how does that happen under somebody's leadership and the president not get blamed?
I think it will be very difficult. That's, you know, got to be the reason Biden's approval just keeps sinking. He is the president, the so-called commander-in-chief. The federal government bears responsibility for immigration policy. People can see that there has been no policy for the past 2 years. People are pouring in through the border. And if the economy does turn down, typically the president bears responsibility for that. But it puts us on an extremely hard-to-predict course, Michael. If the president's approval collapses and primary challengers begin to emerge while Donald Trump leads the Republicans, I don't know whether that will hold up. It does make those independent voters and people in the center that I described earlier much more concerned about where the country's presidential election is going, and that does raise something that a lot of people are talking about, the possibility of an independent candidacy, third-party perhaps candidacy in 2024, that could conceivably be the most successful in our history, which is to say a third-party candidacy that actually wins electoral college votes. That's the kind of crisis we could be heading towards.
Which is really incredible to think about. You don't believe that the Biden challenger could be Robert Kennedy Jr.?
It's amazing that Robert Kennedy Jr. has 20%, Michael. It suggests
yes, it is.
How strong a real challenger could be in threatening Biden's incumbency.
We are living in uncertain and exciting times. To understand them and what happens, read the new column by Daniel Henninger. It's headline, Biden Abandons Big Problems. He certainly has some big problems with which to cope. We'll talk more about the situation on the border and how bad it could possibly get. That and more, plus real perspective on this default threat with Steve Forbes coming up on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The clock's ticking to midnight Eastern time when Title 42 ends. So what happens on the border? Here's Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
If anyone arrives at our southern border after midnight tonight, they will be presumed ineligible for asylum and subject to steeper consequences for unlawful entry.
That would include a 5-year ban on applying again for asylum and criminal charges if they're found in the country illegally. The producer price index rose by 0.2% last month. That continues a downward trend in the year-over-year number. That increase has decreased for 8 straight months. Fresh from his CNN town hall last night, former President Trump is heading to Iowa this weekend to headline a rally in Des Moines. Meanwhile, undeclared candidate Florida Governor Ron DeSantis will attend several fundraising events in Iowa as well this weekend. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Your daily dose of debate. It's the Michael Medved Show.
And behind all of the crises and the countdown at the border, there is uncertainty. Nobody has a clue. And what is just shocking right now is it appears to me that there is a tremendous leadership gap, not only from Kamala Harris, especially from Kamala Harris, who's supposed to be in charge of fixing the border. Remember that? As a number of people have said, when President Biden appointed her to that responsibility, you knew that that was a sign he wasn't taking it seriously, because she is not a serious leader. We have that. We have the other ticking clock, and it is. It's like one of those movies where you have to cut the cords, or otherwise this bomb is going to go off. And you have to find the green cord and the blue cord and not cut the red cord, because if you cut the red cord, it'll go off immediately. Basically, the idea of a default of the United States and a collapse of the stock market and the banking system and a recession that would be far more acute and far more immediately devastating than what we experienced even in 2008, this is extraordinarily serious stuff. And it's why there's a piece in The Hill today by Bernard Goldberg. And Bernard Goldberg, you will remember, is an Emmy and an Alfred I. DuPont Columbia University Award-winning journalist, a television journalist, who has a column under the heading, "Suddenly a Biden-Trump Rematch Doesn't Seem So Inevitable." And why not? He talks about Yogi Berra, quotes the great Yankees catcher, who once observed, "Predictions are hard, especially when they're about the future. So let's just call this a hunch, writes Bernard Goldberg. No matter what Biden says now about running for a second term, in the coming months, he may drop out. The Republicans want a candidate who believes Trump really won in 2020, but Democrats want a candidate who can beat Donald Trump. If Biden doesn't look like that guy, the people behind the curtain who have been calling the shots in the White House may convince him that it's time to go. I think, frankly, it would be very difficult, given the fact that Joe Biden, this was his third race for the presidency, the one he won in 2020, and that he'd basically been looking at this presidential goal since the 1970s. They began talking about him as a presidential possibility. I think it will be very difficult to persuade him to go. But that doesn't mean he couldn't have a serious primary challenge, even in, yes, South Carolina, which he rescheduled to be the top of the primary schedule for the Democrats because he thought that safe state was safe, especially if he ends up running against one of the South Carolinians who could be either a running mate or a ticket holder. And I mean Nikki Haley, of course, and Tim Scott. Who knows what happens in South Carolina? And Goldberg points out, while Donald Trump is way out ahead of his rivals, according to the polls, both announced and those likely to get into the race, it's still early. If he loses more court battles, gets hit with a few more indictments, or a few more convictions and scandals emerge, anything is possible. And that anything is possible means a truly contested nomination fight on both sides, meaning that instead of Trump versus Biden, where the overwhelming majority of the American people on both sides say, no, please, other candidates, please. The American people, usually when they want something so clearly, they get what they want. And then you have the ongoing reflection that even mainstream media, which you think would normally support a Democratic president and a Democratic candidate, really does seem to have turned on Biden on his profound mishandling of this Title 42 expiration. And what's incredible about this is it didn't need to happen. And yes, the idea of Title 42 as it was put into place because of the COVID pandemic, and it was meant to be a health measure to limit the amount of new immigrants who would flow across the border, it was not impossible for Biden to simply keep it in place. But he didn't do that. At the press conference today with Secretary Mayorkas, who will also, you talk about somebody who won't be there in November of 2024. I don't think that Alejandro Mayorkas is going to survive this particular crisis. At his press conference, Kayla Tausch of CNBC asked him about the administration's position, which is increasingly difficult to defend. Listen, clip 27.
So I just wanted to ask about messaging, because for years the administration has said that the border is closed and migrant crossings continue to notch records. And you just said that your message to migrants who are traveling unlawfully is do not spend your life savings coming here only to be apprehended if and when you arrive here. But I'm wondering what you think it will take for that message to land.
The question is a very important one because it speaks of two things. One is, of course, the efforts we make, but the second is a phenomenon that we are confronting, and that is the smuggling organizations that spread disinformation to vulnerable migrants. They lie to migrants, and as a matter of fact, when I was in Panama speaking to my counterpart, the foreign secretary in Panama,
and the Secretary, the Minister of Security. They were speaking of the fact that smugglers in that region of the world, before the migrants enter the Darien, an incredibly treacherous terrain, they are deceived into thinking that they are going to be on a two-day tour.
Okay, blaming it on the coyotes among people who are human traffickers and human smugglers. They are some of the worst people in the world, and they need to be cracked down upon. And who is responsible for doing that? I believe it's you, sir. And in terms of getting the message to land that, no, it will not be easy for people to come to the border, even when Title 42 expires at midnight tonight, that message has to be communicated by the Biden administration and by Secretary Mayorkas. There is a Democratic congressman who also had this to say, trying to associate the Republicans and their desire to have a more secure border to associate them somehow with slavery. We will get to that because it's extraordinary. There's also a Republican candidate for president, not announced, but a candidate for president nonetheless, who made the remarkable statement that I think is going to be very problematic for him, which is that nobody has a right to immigrate to this country. Again, when you talk about the position that Republicans have traditionally taken, which is pro-immigration, but pro-legal immigration, what you're opposed to is unauthorized entry. But when you say nobody has a right to immigrate, even people who play by the rules and send in the applications and get accepted, we'll get to that coming up on the MedVed Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. When acid is no longer tying up your immune system, you'll feel much better, your energy will be dramatically increased, and you can sleep better too. This usually happens in 3 days' time with Balance 7. Money-back guarantee. Give yourself the greatest gift of all, good health. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. All natural ingredients. Please try it and find out just how much better your body can really feel. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee. Just 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need from Balance 7.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you?
I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Outrageous what you are saying.
The Michael Medved Show.
This is outrageous.
Well, what we're saying is to take a look at the reality. I think the estimate right now from most of the news bureaus that are reporting from the border is that there are at least 150,000 people who are waiting to make some kind of immediate entry into the United States, looking for asylum, hoping for asylum. And one of the things that is fascinating is most of these people are not Mexican. It is only a tiny minority who are Mexican. Most of them apparently come from a whole group of countries where the United States has offered entry into our country, and the way that they're using the passage to entry is through Mexico. Venezuela, Nicaragua, Haiti, Ukraine. There are apparently 300,000 Ukrainian refugees who are waiting to come into our country. And Hank Johnson, do you remember him? He gained a certain amount of fame because he thought if there was more population on the island of Guam, which is American territory, it would end up tilting. And part of it would, and he said later he meant that as a joke. He didn't mean it as a joke. You can hear the testimony. But now he is saying that the Republicans, who tend to be wary of immigration and want less immigration, not more, that Republicans are actually bringing back slavery in effect by supporting more border security. How does that work? Well, it works like this, according to Congressman Johnson of Georgia. Listen.
Republicans like to see them lined up at the border because they know that that's a stream of labor ready to be exploited with cheap, if any, compensation. I mean, if you could get back to slavery, you would gladly do so, but if you could pay people a dollar an hour, you would settle for that. And that's the race to the bottom that we have with immigrants lined up at the border trying to get in and go to work. And my Republican friends talk about how they don't like that, how it's a crisis, but yet they savor it.
Okay, how many Republicans actually savor the situation at the border right now? And if they do savor it, they've been doing a pretty good job, it seems to me, Congressman Johnson, sir, of hiding their enthusiasm. And that's certainly true. One of the problems with Ron DeSantis is he hides his enthusiasm too well. And there's stories about how when he was participating in a debate when his first race for governor of Florida in 2018 was running against Andrew Gillum, that they marked on his pad for notes for his televised debate, likable, likable, likable. Is this a statement about Americans and immigration and our country? Is this a likability plus statement? This is Governor DeSantis. Clip 21.
Illegal immigration. Nobody has a right to immigrate to this country, no foreigner. We determine as Americans what type of immigration system benefits our country. But when you're doing immigration, it's not for their benefit as foreigners, it's for your benefit as Americans. So if there's legal immigration that's harming Americans, we shouldn't do that either. For example, some of these H-1B visas, they would fire American tech workers and hire foreigners at lower wages. I don't agree with that. I think that's wrong. There's other things that are value added. So you got to look at how that is. But once you determine, I think we should have more of a point system like Canada or Australia. I don't think we should have chain migration, diversity lottery, any of that, which is a lot of our immigration here. Then you can do. But you got a long way to go to be able to get there. But it starts with stopping the border influx. I do think that with a border that big, you need a physical wall. You can't just do it with personnel surveilling. There's too many gaps. So you do that wall, construct that wall, then that'll make it more easy for you to follow the pressure points and repel people from back there.
Okay, the idea of the wall as the ultimate solution. First of all, isn't Governor DeSantis, by his comments talking about we need some kind of a wall, isn't he disagreeing with what the president said last night on his town hall, President Trump, about the fact that he had built a wall and built a wall successfully? Now, of course, he got fact-checked on that because he really didn't. There are very few aspects of the border, very few miles of an almost 2,000-mile border, where there was new wall being built. What there was a lot of repairs to broken fences and a lot of fixes on that regard. But the truth of the matter is, it didn't solve it. The wall was supposed to be a permanent solution. What is necessary here is fixing the legal immigration system so that you can do exactly what Governor DeSantis is talking about and Republicans have talked about for a long time, which is to have an immigration system that works out in behalf of the American economy, where a situation is, that you have right now, where you have literally millions of jobs that are waiting for people to come and do them. That's one of the reasons you have all of these thousands, plus the fact that they have suffering at home. Now, just like the idea that no one has a right to immigrate to America may sound appealing to people, on the other side of the political spectrum, one of my least favorite members of Congress, the Representative Rashida Tlaib of Michigan, she spoke out in opposition to the Republican Border Security Act, the H.R. 2, which is the Secure the Border Act. And she said something which, when you first hear it, it sounds, okay, that sounds good. But then think about it and think of what it means. This is Rashida Tlaib, clip 22.
No human being is illegal. I believe that in my heart. I will continue to fight to make sure that we pass some sort of form of comprehensive immigration reform that gives our immigrant neighbors the dignified pathway, legal pathway to citizenship they deserve. I look forward to voting against this horrible racist bill and again urge my colleagues to vote no.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what is outrageous here is that when you think about it, no human being is illegal. And all I could think of was the killer, the stone-cold killer in Texas, who was out firing his guns in the middle of the night. And then his neighbor asked him to keep it quiet so a baby could sleep. And the stone-cold killer took his guns, went next door, and murdered five people. Just murdered them and shot them execution style, including children. And by the way, he had been apprehended and deported four times. Okay, no human being is illegal? That guy's illegal. And one of the things about Republican efforts at immigration reform, and it's something that every reasonable person really needs to expect, is that for people who are deported, and usually for good reason, sometimes you can be deported for a DUI, you can be deported simply for falling between the cracks and doing nothing to try to regularize or legalize your status. And yes, we should make it easier and more comprehensible and all of that. But the idea that you're going to go to this basic idea that no human being is illegal, that means everyone is welcome under all circumstances, or we make some kind of a standard. And by the way, one of the things that the Biden administration should emphasize more is sponsorship, right? Which is partially what's happening with the immigrants from Ukraine and from Venezuela who are part of this sweeping tidal wave of humanity. So what is it really like down at the border? Linda Chavez, who was almost a U.S. senator and was a Reagan administration official, has been a leading Latina Republican for many, many years. Linda Chavez was just down at the border, and she writes about what she saw, which is completely different from what people expect. We will be speaking with Linda Chavez about this crisis and more coming up, speaking to Steve Forbes about...
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.